Hello, everyone. I'm Bart Thompson. I'm pastor at Spruce Street United Methodist Church.
I'm Martha Ogdevine. I'm the pastor at Wesley United Methodist Church.
It looks like the weather is going to be bad on Sunday, so we are recording a brief worship service so that we can have worship on Sunday. So let us pray. This is a prayer in the midst of winter. Lord, in the midst of winter, when the days are cold and wind can pierce, remind us of the warmth of your love. In the midst of winter, when the days are short, dawn comes late, and dusk arrives early, remind us that in the darkness your light still shines. In the midst of winter, when the flowers of spring still lie hidden in the earth, when leaves are off the trees and the world can seem bleak, remind us that Easter is but a short time away. When in our lives we feel as if we are experiencing a season of winter, reach out to us with the power of your resurrection so that we may feel the warmth of your love and see your light that alone can take away the darkness of our soul. Amen.
Amen. Our scripture this morning is from the 147th Psalm, verses 16 and 17. God gives snow like wool. He scatters frost like ashes. He hurls down hail like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? We're making this video on a sunny Friday morning. It better be snowing like wool by Sunday. This giant snowstorm is disrupting things this weekend, upending plans, snarling travel, bringing cold and blotting out the sun. And all of this disruption makes us mad. We had things we were going to do today, and shoveling was not on our list. This storm reminds us, much to our chagrin, that we are not in charge of the world. We're not the rulers of the universe. God is. God is in charge. And ignoring that fact, pretending that God doesn't matter, doesn't change it. It's God who sends snow and scatters frost and hurls down hail like crumbs. And it's God who will send the warm sun to melt away this snowy mess. As your own life can testify, bad things happen and good things happen. And God is with us regardless, just like God is with us on this snowy Sunday. So take the day as the gift that it is. Spend some of this unexpected free time in rest and in prayer. Go outside and make snow angels. And remember that God's love and warmth is right here with us this snowy day and always.
In times like these, I'm reminded of some words that Mother Julian of Norwich says, all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. So take advantage of this time and know that everything's going to be well. Let's pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And may the light of Christ, our Lord, shine in all our hearts. Stay warm. Amen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.